You are listening to the Pronk Pop Show, presented by Raymond Thomas Pronk, the People's Paladin Pronk, propagating faith, family, friends, freedom first. Broadcasted by Renaissance Radio, Radiating Reason, and KDUX Web Radio. Podcasted by PronkPops.wordpress.com and KDUXWebRadio.wordpress.com. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas, with a voice of Richland College. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. Welcome to the Pronk Pop Show. This is the Thursday edition, and we have some breaking news, but we really won't get the documents probably until tomorrow. It's an update on what I call the Clinton-Obama-Democrat criminal conspiracy, and this is evidence that, yeah, there was a conspiracy. You see, you're not supposed to use the federal government to spy on your political opponent. And most Democrats and most Republicans in the past have not used government, property, people to do that. But then we have Barack Obama. And he wanted his support. Reluctantly, and at the last minute, he came to the rescue of Hillary Clinton. Now, Hillary Clinton thought, and she was correct, that she was going to be nominated by the Democratic Party to be their standard bearer in the 2016 election. But she faced a fundamental obstacle, a big obstacle, and if it were anybody else, would have eliminated her from the race. Now, Barack Obama wanted anybody but Hillary Clinton to be the standard bearer. He much preferred his own Vice President Joe Biden, who elected not to seek the nomination. Not that he necessarily would get it, even with Obama's support. And you have to go back to 2013, late January, early February timeframe, where when Hillary Clinton left the Department of State. Remember, she was Secretary of State for 4 years. I think she was a disastrous Secretary of State. It got the United States involved in Libya, and that was a disaster. U.S. citizens working for the CIA got killed, as well as a Department of State employee. I'm not going to review that, but you can thank Hillary Clinton for convincing Barack Obama to do that. It wasn't the finest hour for the Obama administration, nor for Hillary Clinton. And they try to blame it on a video that no one was buying. And that story, cover story, quickly fell apart. And what the United States was doing was shipping arms to anti-Assad forces in Syria, the Free Syrian Army. But what they were finding is many of these arms were ending up in jihadist various, I call them gangs. But you had al-Nusra, al-Qaeda, and others. So we did a 180 and stopped doing it. And it was after that that they attacked our consulate building in Libya, and four Americans died. Now, that was a CIA operation from start to finish, although the ambassador headed it. And I don't want to spend too much time on it other than to understand that there was no real love lost between the Clintons and the Obamas. And Obama, up until early 2016, wanted anybody but Hillary Clinton to get the nomination. But finally, either in December 2015 or January 2016 timeframe, President Obama then was reconciled to the fact that Hillary Clinton was going to get the nomination. But he had earlier put in force, using his trusted aide, Valerie Jarrett, to investigate what Hillary Clinton was doing in the Department of State. She had a number of investigations on. And it's not only the email server, but also the Clinton Foundation and the fact you had people that contributed a large amounts of money to the Clinton Foundation and subsequently were getting appointments to see the Secretary of State, where they basically told her what they wanted. Now, this is all somewhat water under the bridge because the statute of limitations for much of this especially the email and her handling of it, has run. It's a 5-year statute of limitations. I don't pretend to be a lawyer, but it ran out February of 2018. Keep that in mind. That was, in my mind, a slam dunk. If you were anybody else, and I would say if you had an honest president, when in July 5th, James Comey laid out the evidence they had on her. Now, he concluded that he wouldn't recommend prosecution, but anyone that's listened to that, about 13 minutes of it, concluded he's going to recommend going after her. Well, no. He said no prosecutor would prosecute her. Well, that's nonsense. You can get him around the block lined up to prosecutor. It was one that you love, a slam dunk. And he rewrote the statute to say you got to prove intent. Now, in some crimes, you do have to improve intent, but this one, no, you didn't. So part one of this conspiracy was to get Hillary Clinton out from under an FBI investigation, both into her emails and the Clinton Foundation. There were at least two ongoing investigations that we know of Hillary Clinton, and you can't have, it doesn't matter whether you're Democrat or Republican, your nominee under investigation by the FBI. And that was more or less public knowledge. But on July 5th, James Comey confirmed it. Now, you need to know it was the Attorney General's, and it is always has been, the Attorney General and the Justice Department makes the decision as to whether to prosecute or not, even though James Comey, prior to his appointment as FBI director, was an attorney working for the Department of Justice. He's not an investigator. Keep that in mind. So he was the fixer, though, and he was the person who got Hillary Clinton off. Hillary Clinton wasn't grateful for that because he laid it out. James Comey felt compelled to do that. Oh, I think I know why he was compelled. You had agents that were investigating this, didn't like what they were seeing. And in fact, people were resigning from the FBI because of James Comey. I know we think of him as a saint. I don't think he was a saint. I think he was a typical Washington operator, and why he wants to say he was doing this for the good of the country. No, not really. Come on. And he did what Obama wanted, because the point is this: if it were any other president and your FBI director did this, he should have been fired on the spot. He crossed a big, big red line, but so did Obama. Birds of a feather flock together. I wanted to give you that piece because if anything cries out for justice or the lack of justice, is the way the Department of Justice and the FBI handled the Hillary Clinton situation. And there was Russian collusion. I'll get to that in a minute. Oh, yes, she lied to Congress. She destroyed emails. She mishandled classified documents. She was obstructing justice. She destroyed documents, records. You're not supposed to do that. But she thought she was above the law, and for all practical purposes up to now, she's gotten away with it up to now. So that was part one. Part two was this. When it became clear that Donald Trump was going to be the Republican nominee for president, and this is to be expected, the Democratic Party wanted to get some dirt on him that would destroy his candidacy. The so-called October surprise. They did, but it didn't work. And that was the Hollywood tapes. And I don't want to get into that, but both Republicans and Democrats thought that once they reveal these tapes, that the voters wouldn't want no part of them. Well, that wasn't the case. And Donald Trump, despite being pressured by Republicans to get off the ticket and let Mike Pence assume the president spot, resisted that and did good in the debates, and he recovered, and we know what happened. On Election Day, he won. Clearly won 304 electoral votes, the final count. You only need 270. Now, here's an important point. Everybody, in the sense of Democrats and their supporters and the people in the media, thought that Hillary Clinton was going to be elected president. It was a slam dunk. She would win. And that's important to understand, because a lot of people's careers were predicated on Hillary Clinton winning, especially those that are already in the bureaucracies. I say bureaucracies, I'm talking all the departments, the agencies. So within government, especially those that were appointed by and stayed in, and were hired and stayed in by either Bill Clinton or Barack Obama, everyone was expecting, especially amongst the Democrats, that Donald Trump would win. The other point is that many Republicans felt the same way. They thought Donald Trump was a sure loser, a big mistake, and frankly was going to hurt their chances of keeping their Senate or House seats, even though they, after the election, maintained control of the House and the Senate, got control of the House and Senate. That was a big surprise. But prior to the election, what were they trying to do? They needed another October surprise, call it a knockout punch. Insurance policy is what one of the conspirators or plotters called it. So they thought that if they could spy on the people in the Trump campaign, using the FBI primarily, but also the National Security Agency, CIA, and who knows what other agencies, as well as some people in the White House, they could find damaging dirt on him and smear him. What they were trying to do initially before the election was to come up with enough information that would damage him. So what they did, and they started this in the April-May timeframe, and I'm not going to get all in the details and the dates, because the important point was this. They didn't find anything. They didn't. But that didn't stop them, and it shouldn't have stopped them, because what they did as part of the smear is, and they made sure initially no one could track this. The Hillary Clinton campaign, together with the Democratic National Committee, funded, sent the check to their law firm, who in turn hired a Fusion GPS that does opposition research. And they hired a former MI6 British intelligence agent. He was retired by that now. That worked part of his career. He dealt with Russian people when he was in Russia. He had contacts there, is the point. So they issued a contract for him, and he was to come up with dirt on Trump. That's what they were looking for. Damaging information that, if at the last minute, could ruin Trump's chances of becoming president. Well, they got the information, but it was too late. They couldn't get initially, and this is very, very important. The gentleman's name is Christopher Steele, and the dossier is called the Steele dossier. And you can go online and read it if you want. It's not top secret. Like I said, they were trying to get this out by fair means or foul, but most of the newspapers and television networks wouldn't touch it with a 10-foot pole. Why? There was no way they could verify. Oh, and it was very salacious. Now, what's coming out is a series of emails, a chain of emails, that show that the FBI and the Department of Justice knew that the so-called Steele dossier was suspect. No way to verify it at all. The information was salacious. Now, subsequently, what happened is Christopher Steele was sued in court and admitted he didn't stand by the dossier. He was just passing along rumors that Russian government people passed to him. And he passed it along, but he packaged it up and dressed it up as an intelligence report. Well, it was an intelligence report. He wasn't intelligence. Now, here's the key thing, and this is what's coming out. They went to get a warrant at the FISA court, which is the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act court. Normally, this court handles warrants on foreign agents from a number of countries that are spying on us, engaged in espionage, and it's a counter-espionage. It's not. The warrants are so they can investigate these people, listen in, do wiretaps or listen in on their communications over the internet, surveil them, follow them. And these can go on for years. And I'm all for the United States doing that, because foreign nations are spying on us, and we need to go after them. And that's why we have this court. It's secret, and it's really the government, namely the FBI and the Justice Department, that present the information and to try to justify the warrant. And more than 99.99% of these warrants are approved. Some would say rubber stamped. This one was approved, but there was a big problem. The FBI couldn't verify any of this information, and it was salacious. There's no way they could question or ask Russian citizens, government employees. It was really a Russian disinformation campaign. It was fabricated. It was a work of fiction. But this work of fiction was used as the primary justification to get a warrant on Carter Page, a rather low-level person in the Trump campaign that had been to Russia in the past. But they weren't interested in Carter Page. Don't fool yourself. But once they had the warrant, then anyone that Carter Page communicated with and anyone subsequent that communicated, they could spy on him. So they could spy on Trump and anyone in his campaign. Keep that in mind. So what's happening here? The federal government, the FBI, Department of Justice, the National Security Agent is spying on American citizens based on a fraudulent so-called dossier that the FBI is supposed to verify and couldn't. I'm trying to keep it as simple as possible. So we have communications that lays all this out, that they And even the intelligence community consists of 16, 17, depending on how you count, different agencies. The most important one in my mind is the National Security Agency. In the United States, it's the FBI that investigates nations that are trying to spy on us. And the Central Intelligence Agency, its mandate is for actions abroad. You see, if they were following the law, this warrant, they never would have filed an application for the warrant, which means they never would have spied on Trump. The government, Obama's government, led by Obama, he was president, was spying on the Republican candidate for president and the people involved in his campaign. That's a felony, folks. That is a felony. And once they got information, they unmasked people. You're not supposed to do that, first of all. It's seldom ever asked. You see, the White House is a consumer of intelligence. The National Security Agency is a producer of intelligence. And when they have intercepts of telephone conversations, and yes, they had intercepts, and Russians were part of that, there were communications with American citizens, for example, General Flynn. So at the direction of people working in the White House, Susan Rice and others, they requested the unmasking of these people. And normally you have to justify that, but again, seems like it's rather easy for the Obama administration to do this. They learned who the American citizens were and then started to leak the information. So we have an attorney general, an FBI director, a president of the United States, people that are directly working for him. And yes, oh, by the way, Hillary Clinton was involved. She was informed as to what was going on. Remember, she provided the money, her campaign did, as well as the DNC, to fund this operation. And then the surprise was she didn't win, and then they were going to use the information they had to frame Donald Trump to say he was colluding with the Russians. You've heard all about that. Yet to date, we have had no evidence that Donald Trump has been doing that. And I'm open-minded. I didn't support Trump, and I didn't support Hillary Clinton. I'm not a Democrat. I'm not a Republican. I'm for limited government, and both of those parties are for huge government. And when you get a government so large, you get what I consider authoritarian actions. These are criminal actions, folks. See, President Obama and the people in his administration were committing illegal acts. Now, Big Lie Media is not going to report this. They don't want you to connect the dots. The people that are aware of this have been screaming, Republican senators and representatives, they want a second counsel to investigate the FBI and the Department of Justice handling of the Hillary investigations, as well as what they did in regard to the FISA applications. And remember, it was approved a total of four times, the initial one and three others. And these emails are supposedly the smoking gun. We'll find out. They were caught red-handed. Remember, if Hillary Clinton had won, we would know none of this. That's the important thing to understand. They thought they could get away with it. Serious crimes. These are felonies, folks. These are not a speeding ticket. You're not supposed to do this. But they did it anyway because they thought they can get away with it. And they almost did. And it's taken this long, remember, over 2 years, 2 years in January, to get this much information out. Now, a lot of the details are already known. We're looking for the declassification of a lot of this material. As far as I'm concerned, what the American people are demanding, what I'm demanding, is the people that were involved in this conspiracy be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. And I don't care how high up in the Obama administration, up to and including the president, should be prosecuted. He knew about this. Oh, yes, he knew. He wanted to be briefed on the details. Remember, he was responsible for getting Hillary Clinton out from under the FBI investigation. I say that because do you think James Comey would go out on July 5th and give that press conference and then recommend that Hillary Clinton be prosecuted? Now, if he did that, he would have been fired at the time because his role is as investigator. Even though he's an attorney and he's under the Department of Justice, he's an investigator. It's not his call to make. That's the important point. And he broke years decades of policy of the FBI is not to comment on any ongoing investigation, which I agree with, for the simple reason many of these ongoing investigations, they don't have enough evidence, and even if they have evidence, it's not a slam dunk case, they decide not to prosecute. So the FBI doesn't comment and leaves for the Department of Justice, either the Attorney General, the Deputy Attorney General, or the prosecutor in charge, to make the decision based on the recommendation of the FBI in terms of the evidence that they've gathered. Now, I'm giving you a high-level summary here. I'm not trying to lose you with all the details. And there are a lot of names and details. The best person on this in terms of television, by far, I don't think anyone comes closer, is Sean Hannity. Now, I'm not a regular listener of his radio show, nor for that matter his television show. But I've been interested in this subject because the American people believe there should be one justice system. They believe in the rule of law, and they believe when government officials break the law, and ladies and gentlemen, they broke the law. That's why I've been demanding, Republican senators, representatives have been demanding, Donald Trump's been demanding. Why aren't you prosecuting? Why don't you appoint a second special counsel to go after these people? These are criminals. These are crooked cops, crooked attorneys. And I know many of them are resigned, retired, but that's not a get-out-of-jail card. And there's a reason you have to go after them. If you don't go after them, the corruption will continue and continue and continue. Well, they got away with it. Let's try it again. And we are talking Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, the people that work for him, their close staff, as well as in the Obama administration. There are, in my mind, at least three dozen people that, to varying degrees, have criminal exposure here. And if they haven't hired a lawyer, maybe need to. Now, Donald Trump has been demanding this. And what happened today, and this is somewhat breaking news, apparently Donald Trump has decided who will replace permanently, not a temporary appointment, but a permanent appointment, who he will nominate to fill the slot vacated with the resignation of Jeff Sessions. He was asked to resign, by the way. And it's William Barr. He has the distinction of being a former attorney general, served as attorney general for 2 years, was, I believe, the youngest attorney general in U.S. history. I didn't have time to check that out, but that's what I understand. He was very young when, yes, President George H.W. Bush appointed him. And we'll learn more about him. And it's important that the president have confidence in his attorney general. And I'm sure questions were asked about his thoughts on how the Department of Justice and the FBI handled this entire situation, and I'm sure he gave the right answers. You want someone of integrity, someone of experience, he can check those marks off, that really wants to go after the criminals, no matter how high up they are. So I hope Donald Trump is picked wisely. We'll only find out when the gentleman's on the job. What the president wants is the enforcement of the laws, and you have many high-level, high-visibility former Obama administration officials that should face prosecution. And when you investigate, you're going to get the evidence, and you should be able to turn one or more of these people. Eventually, this goes right into the Oval Office. It's probably the largest abuse of power, the largest scandal in United States history. And who's not really reporting it? Oh, yes, big lie media. They're staying away from this story as far away as they can. And what are the Democrats doing? They're throwing dust in your face. Trump colluded with the Russians. Any day now, we're going to get the evidence. Well, I think my take is the Mueller investigation probably is going to be shut down between now and the second anniversary of his appointment. They're in the process of wrapping up, but keep in mind, we have the Christmas holidays, and some of these people might appeal. They're being sentenced, and I think there might be some challenges. Who knows? And apparently, Mueller's going to write a report, although he really doesn't have the authority to do that. Now, obviously, he's going to report to the new attorney general, and that brings up a point that this gentleman has to be confirmed by the Senate. I think he will be confirmed by the Senate, and he'll probably ask some questions. I'm sure he will. Will be. You know, my concern is that he will, I just want someone that's fair about this and goes after these people. I don't think anyone in government that was involved in this, where they've broken the law, clearly broken the law. I'm not talking mistakes. People make mistakes all the time. This was not mistakes. They were well aware of what they were doing. Unfortunately, they did not cover their tracks like they should have, like good criminals do, because they arrogantly thought that Hillary Clinton was going to win and none of this would be exposed. Keep that in mind. If Hillary Clinton had won, you'd know nothing about this, but you do. And the question is, what's going to happen? Is a special counsel going to be appointed? And is he going to investigate these people? They should be, but they've been given passes already on a lot of this. So learn more. Tomorrow is going to be a very busy day, and we'll learn more specifics about this email chain. And it has been called the smoking gun. It sure has a lot of smoke. You see, when, and a lot of reporters are going to go over this document release with a fine-tooth comb, and a number of people, high-level people, including the FBI director, attorney general, the deputy attorney general, the deputy FBI director, and some of their staff are going to be exposed for what they were. They were engaged in criminal activity, surveilling American citizens, and they were able to do that by misrepresenting the facts to the FISA court. See, that's going to be a hard nut that they can get. It's going to be hard to get out from under that, because they got to sign their names to these applications. And they thought they could get away with it for the simple reason. And they got the warrant. Keep in mind, they got the warrant. And that's usually what happens. And that's what they thought. Okay, we put this together. We packaged it right. Now, what was the most important? Well, there are a number of things if they told the judge that this Steele dossier, which was the cornerstone, the centerpiece of the evidence they were using to justify this, was paid for by the Clinton campaign and the Democratic National Committee, even a Democratic judge would say, are you out of your mind? You're not going to get it. See, that's what they failed to disclose. They knew it, and they failed to disclose it. And the emails show that they were discussing this and other aspects of this application. And they withheld this from Congress. Keep that in mind. They're hiding it. And yes, the Deputy Attorney General, he signed that third renewal, or the fourth one. Oh, I think he's going to be fired, by the way. I think one of the early actions, I'm assuming this gentleman will be confirmed. Assuming he is confirmed, he's going to want his own deputy attorney general. And bye-bye, he's out of there. And he better bring in somebody that's dogged. See, I just want fairness, a person of integrity that will follow the evidence wherever it leads and not cross into illegal behavior. And that's what was going on. This is a combination of crooked or criminal, dirty cops and dirty investigators that were arrogant because they thought they could get away with it, didn't believe that the laws of the land apply to them, but they need to be shown an example. Oh, yes, if anything cries out for making examples of people breaking the law, this does. These are high public officials that should be held to at least the same standard, if not a higher standard, not a lower standard. What Hillary Clinton got a pass on is a lower standard. She was guilty as sin or guilty as hell, but she had friends in high places. Barack Obama, the Attorney General, the FBI Director, and others. Ladies and gentlemen, this stinks. And at least millions of Americans are aware of this. This is not top secret. I'm not articulating anything that I would say well-informed people that have been following this story, and I think they number in the millions, know. People are watching this. There's a phrase, what goes around comes around. Hillary Clinton is the starting point of coming up with fabricated dirt on Donald Trump and the Russian collusion nonsense. She's not only a sore loser, she's crooked. Donald Trump nailed her when he described her. Gave her that crooked Clinton. But it's not just crooked Clinton, crooked Hillary and Bill Clinton, and crooked Obama, and the people on his staff that work for him, that carry out his orders. The whisperer, Valerie Jarrett, his most trusted aide and friend, friend of the family, trying to protect Obama. But they made a big mistake when they assisted Hillary Clinton from getting first out from under
the FBI investigation.
That was the first crime. The second was to use the FISA court warrant to spy on the American people. Initially, to get a so-called October surprise, a knockout punch in terms of the election. And when they lost, it became part of a smear campaign. That's what's going on here. All of this needs to be investigated. And because there are obvious crimes being committed, it needs to be prosecuted, which means impaneling a grand jury, bringing people, witnesses before the grand jury, and then indicting them. Remember, special counsels, or for that matter, U.S. attorneys, can indict. It's the grand jury that indicts. But with this evidence, they're going to indict, even Washington, D.C. grand jury. The law is the law. And they spied on American citizens. Many. Not one or two. Many. And they were doing it ostensibly because they thought Trump and his people were colluding with the Russians. There's no evidence of that. That's what Mueller has been trying to prove for the going on over a year and a half. He hasn't come up with anything. It was a fairy tale. A fairy tale written by Russian government. It was a disinformation campaign. And it was used by the Hillary Clinton campaign, the Democratic Party. And they were trying to dirty up Donald Trump. It was a conspiracy, not collusion, a conspiracy. This is a conspiracy. It's not a conspiracy theory. It's a criminal conspiracy. There's evidence of the criminal conspiracy. A lot of evidence. See, one of the problems, if you work for the government, almost nothing gets destroyed. They'll hide it and bury it and refuse to give it to you. But now that Trump maybe found the right guy to be his attorney general, we'll see. I thought he found the right guy in Ray to be the FBI director, but President Trump seems to be disappointed in him. I don't know. Again, I'm not a Democrat. I'm not a Republican. I don't trust either of these parties. Government spending is out of control. There will be a day of reckoning. In the meantime, what we have here is a fight over power. And I'm sure there are several people, I'm not even going to mention names, but there's several people in the Democratic Party, they're bold-faced liars. They make it up as they go. And one of them will be head of the House Intelligence Committee. But that's another story. So I'm alerting you that looks like we're going to get some documents, most likely Friday, maybe next week. But Friday seems to be a big news day, and I'm looking forward to this. I think when you see the email exchanges, and that's what we have, people emailing back and forth, you know, what do we do about this? Well, we could do this, we could do that. That type of information, if that is exposed, and for the life of me, I know the president wants to maybe hold back a few aces. Mr. President, you need to go for the juggler now, because let me tell you, you have a political problem. Many in your base, and you hear it every time you go to one of these rallies, lock her up, lock her up. And they're beginning to question two things. Well, this is your Justice Department. Why aren't you at least investigating? And then the next step is impaneling grand juries and go after these people, indict them. We haven't seen that. And then next comes to my next story. Oh, there's at most maybe 15 days before Congress is out of town for Christmas. And then come early January when they come back, the Democrats will take control of the House. Who will be House Speaker? Most likely Nancy Pelosi. I don't really care. I really don't. But here's the problem that President Trump has. The estimate is about $25 billion. It could be higher, maybe as high as $30 billion, is needed to build Trump's beautiful wall. I call it the barrier, the impenetrable barrier. You need the money. You know, you can make all the promises you want, but if Congress does not appropriate the money, and remember, money bills, as well as tax bills, must originate in the House of Representatives. And then it goes to the Senate. They have their own version, and they try to reconcile the differences if they can. Okay, the House is controlled by the Democrats. The Senate is controlled by the Republicans. What do you think is the prospect of them reaching agreement on the funding of the wall? As far as I'm concerned, it's zero. It's zero. And I said this before in a show earlier this week. Donald Trump made a big mistake. He didn't demand the money the very first year he was in office. And he was played by both the Democratic Party, that was never going to give him any money, as well as the Republican Party. Donald Trump has, say, 2 weeks to come up with $25 billion, and he's only asking for $5 billion. They're not going to give him that. So Donald Trump has a decision to make. And I don't think closing the government is going to, shutting down the government is going to force the issue. You got to make it clear to the current, remember, this month, the Republicans control the House and the Senate. Donald Trump, the President of the United States, needs to put maximum pressure on the leadership of the Republican Party in the House and the Senate to pass not $5 billion, $25 billion to fund the wall. And I mean put maximum pressure, twist arms, break legs, whatever you need to do to get the money. Because if he doesn't get it this month, he's not going to get it for at least another 2 years. Now, Donald Trump can blame it on Congress and the Democrats if he wants, but he's the one that promised to build the wall. And that was the centerpiece of his campaign. And people are asking, where's the wall? How many miles have been built? Where's the wall? Why didn't you get the money? Why did you waste 2 years not getting the money? And you want us to vote for you and the Republican Party? And you didn't get the repeal and replacement of Obamacare. And we're still waiting for a so-called deal, put quote marks around it, with Communist China. Good luck with that. I think the Communist Chinese are playing and stalling, and I think he's beginning to realize this. And they're going to support, which they have in the past, the Democrats. They're betting that some Democrat will replace Trump in 2020. And they read our newspapers just like we have people reading theirs. So the time is running out for Trump to get the money for the wall, and he needs to. And if he doesn't, in 2020, I can see the ads now by the Democratic Party. He told you he's going to build the wall. Where's the wall? Now, I know the counter ads for that. You see, the illegal immigration issue is a winner with the American people if you can convince them you're serious. You're going to do something about it. The Democratic Party has no credibility. They want open borders and to do away with ICE, Immigration Customs Enforcement. The American worker, the American citizens feel betrayed by the Democratic Party and because of the lack of results by the Republican Party as well. That's why many people that have traditionally been Democrats and Republicans are leaving both parties. They are sick and tired of being lied to. They're sick and tired of being ignored. And they don't like what they see in Washington. They think it's corrupt. And most of the politicians are bought and paid for. And they're right. They don't trust Congress, House, or Senate. And Donald Trump was supposedly the man on the white horse. Well, he has 2 years to deliver. And I don't think he can in terms of his immigration promises and also deliver in going after the crooks of the former administration in the FBI, Department of Justice, and in the White House and other agencies. Now, some good news, but I don't want you to get too excited. Today, the United States became an oil exporter. In other words, since roughly 1949 through today, the United States has been a net importer. We both export and import petroleum. But because largely of independence and fracking, we have discovered massive reserves of both natural gas and petroleum. And now the United States is actually statistically exporting for this one day. Now, I think it'll go back to import. It depends on every day it's going to bounce around. But hopefully in 5 years, that's a solid number. In other words, this is somewhat, I won't say a fluke, but it's solid. We are an exporter, but, you know, Monday it could be we're back to an importer again. What you want is years where it's the numbers are we are an exporter. Ideally, we could be energy independent, but that necessarily does not make sense because we can and should, it makes economic sense, import oil from Canada, Mexico, wherever it's cheaper. Okay, got the signal, I got to wrap it up. So I wanted to give you that good news, and I think it's excellent news because what's happening, oil prices are going down past the gasoline station. In Dallas, it was at 90. Thank you for listening, though, and now, America the Beautiful.
My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas. We're the voice of Richland College. You are listening to the Pronk Pop Show, presented by Raymond Thomas Pronk, the People's Paladin Pronk, propagating faith, family, friends, freedom first. Broadcasted by Renaissance Radio, Radiating Reason, and KDUX Web Radio. Podcasted by ProncPops.wordpress.com and KDUX Web Radio.wordpress.com.